A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
So this is by far the longest U.S. government shutdown in history. We're talking 5 weeks here. And until U.S. President Donald Trump gets what he wants, what he needs to build that wall, which will cost $5.7 billion, the shutdown continues.
Right, and President Trump made an important statement over the weekend, one that would affect about 700,000 Dreamers and 300,000 Temporary Protection Status holders, or TPS holders. For those listeners who aren't familiar with Dreamers, well, they are immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally with their parents when they were young.
So now these Dreamers are currently protected from deportation under a program that allows them to work but not get citizenship. I guess their own version of an e-pass or whatever that may be. Trump wants an end to this program. So he says he might be offering concession on the Dreamers and the TPS. He'll extend protection for Dreamers for another 3 years and also extend the visas for TPS holders for 3 years.
Right. Apart from these that he has placed on the table, there were other proposals which he hopes would help fix the immigration problems.
$800 million in urgent humanitarian assistance. $805 million for drug detection technology to help secure our ports of entry. An additional 2,750 border agents and law enforcement professionals. 75 new immigration judge teams to reduce the court backlog of, believe it or not, almost 900,000 cases. Our plan includes critical measures to protect migrant children from exploitation and abuse. This includes a new system to allow Central American minors to apply for asylum in their home countries and reform to promote family reunification for unaccompanied children, thousands of whom wind up on our border doorstep.
U.S. President Donald Trump speaking there. I'll just very quickly mention his plans again. One, $800 million in urgent humanitarian assistance. Two, $805 million for drug detection technology to help secure the ports of entry. Three, 2,750 more border agents and security officials. And lastly, 75 new immigration judge teams.
Reasonable plan? Well, the president said his proposals were reasonable with lots of compromise and would build trust and goodwill. And he continued to say how embarrassing the U.S.'s immigration problem was.
Our immigration system should be the subject of pride, not a source of shame, as it is all over the world. Our immigration system should be the envy of the world, not a symbol of disunity and dysfunction. The good news is these problems can all be solved, but only if we have the political courage to do what is just and what is right.
The Democrats are for the new immigration judge teams, but have rejected the concession for Dreamers and TPS holders. And Trump wants both sides to come together and work something out for the sake of the country.
Both sides in Washington must simply come together, listen to each other, put down their armor, build trust, reach across the aisle, and find solutions. It is time to reclaim our future from the extreme voices who fear compromise and demand open borders, which means drugs pouring in, human trafficking, and a lot of crime.
So that's U.S. President Donald Trump there, and that's the update on everything that he has said so far. I know what you're thinking. What about the unpaid workers affected by this government shutdown? Well, get this. More than 1,500 crowdfunding campaigns have been set up to seek financial help in paying rent or perhaps feeding and clothing their children. They've raised more than $300,000 so far. We're going to talk about this, of course, and we'll get more updates from our U.S. expert. He's calling us all the way from Washington. He is our Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief, Nirmal Ghosh. Good morning, Nirmal. Always good to hear from you. By the way, we hear the weather isn't the best over in the U.S. at the moment. There's a bit of a winter storm. Are you affected? How are you coping over there?
Good morning. Yes, well, we are at the edge of the storm here in D.C., fortunately. But still, it is -2 outside with a sharp wind. So wind chill makes it -8. It's going to be even colder later tonight, down to -10. So you have to be careful of ice on the sidewalk and on the roads. As for me, I'm trying to avoid walking outside. Driving is okay, but walking just for a few minutes is pretty unpleasant.
I would just stay at home, Nirmal, to be honest.
I would too. Well, over the weekend, President Trump made a major announcement with regards to the Mexico wall. He offered concession on the Dreamers. So what's the reaction to Trump's concession on so-called Dreamers? And why did the Democrats reject this?
Well, the right wing doesn't like it. They are saying it amounts to an amnesty. The hard right wants all the Dreamers deported, basically. The Republican base in general may be okay with it, but the right wing doesn't like it. And they are putting pressure on the president. Vice President Mike Pence had to come out on Fox News on Sunday morning to defend the proposal, saying this is not an amnesty. Why have the Democrats rejected the offer? The Democrats point out that President Trump hasn't budged on his demand for $5.7 billion to build the wall. He may have offered other concessions, but he hasn't climbed down on his big ask, which is the wall. The Democrats, of course, as we know, they reject the wall as unnecessary, expensive, and ineffective. But whether or not it is all of that is now lost in the politics of it. The Democrats say the president is now also using the Dreamers as hostages, and the concessions would only be temporary. There is still no path to citizenship for the Dreamers. So not that much would change.
We're on the line with Nirmal Ghosh, Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief, talking all things United States. So, we understand that more than 700,000 people in the U.S. would be considered Dreamers. And then you got 300,000 people considered TPS holders. Trump says that he might extend their protection for 3 years and also extend visas for temporary protection status holders. Nirmal, my question is, how is this going to affect the U.S.?
It is still not entirely clear how many Dreamers would be affected by President Trump's proposal. There are actually around 800,000 or so recipients of the DACA program. That's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. This program allows them to stay and work and study in the United States. Most of them are doing just that, studying or working, or both. There are even some Dreamers serving in the military. If their status were to be extended, that would obviously be good in the sense that you would not have so many numbers of people being forced to leave suddenly. That would be destabilizing for the economy if they were to be deported suddenly. That they all have an uncertain future is another matter. It is certainly hugely worrisome for the Dreamers.
Now, Nirmal, instead of giving in to Trump's $5.7 billion US dollar request, I mean, there are reports coming out that the Democrats are working on legislation to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on other border security issues, including hiring more immigration judges. So what does this mean about the shutdown and the future of immigration in the US?
Congress is still negotiating, and we may see some breakthrough on Tuesday, but nobody's betting on it, so the shutdown could continue for a while longer. We're already 29 days in, which is a record, of course. And federal employees have already experienced their first zero paychecks. As for the other issues, like hiring more immigration judges and so forth, that would be a great help. There are around 700,000 to 800,000 asylum cases alone pending in American courts. They need to get on top of this backlog. As for the future of immigration, it is going to change. It is already changing. President Trump has changed the conversation. The administration wants an end to what they call chain migration, green card holders bringing their relatives in. They want a merit-based system to bring in only skilled immigrants. They want to abolish the H-1B visa lottery, which many people say would be a good thing. There is no doubt that immigration will slow.
All right, Nirmal, last question for you, and I'm very excited about this because we've got some latest news on the next Trump-Kim summit. Apparently, that's going to take place in Vietnam. It was last held here in Singapore, of course, last year, June the 16th. So going into this second summit, what should we expect, and any idea why they chose Vietnam?
Why Vietnam? Well, Vietnam has held big meetings before, so that's not a problem. They can probably guarantee security. The betting is it would be at Da Nang. President Trump has been there, and it's not too far for Kim Jong-un. What to expect? Well, we don't know the details of any messages from Kim Jong-un and the details of the long talks President Trump, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and others had with General Kim Yong-chol, who was in Washington on Friday. But certainly there would have been details discussed, which will emerge at the summit, if not earlier. There is an expectation of some sort of roadmap on denuclearization, with North Korea taking some visible and verifiable measures. How that works out will depend on whether these are meaningful or just cosmetic. Whether President Trump gives anything in return is also another question. For example, will he relax some sanctions or sign a peace agreement, which could pave the way for withdrawing American troops from South Korea? That's another question, and it's quite possible. It would not surprise anyone, but certainly there has to be some movement first from North Korea on denuclearization.
All right, thank you. As always, our Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief Nirmal Ghosh calling all the way from Washington. I suppose it's appropriate to say, Nirmal, make sure you stay dry.
Keep warm.
Yeah, keep warm, man. Stay dry, keep warm, be safe.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.